We have nothing. We have nothing. Deers, female deers, love Krishna so much. And they beg pranay to in the lotus feet of Krishna by their eyes, but we cannot do. If we be deers, then we can have chance to pray like this. Narada can tell that I have no prema in Krishna lotus feet, but we can tell that we have prema, we have bhakti, we have shraddha. But I see that I have no smell of shraddha yet. What to tell nishtha? So many anartha are there. I anubhav karta hun, I realize. When I jab tulna karta hun dusron se, compare to others, you, I see that I have nothing like so guru, nishtha and shraddha. How he is qualified, he has wrote so many books and he can do so. But yet so मैंने ऐसे कि हमारे पास भी आ जाते हैं और कहते हैं कुछ नहीं जानते. He comes to me in humble way, like you all, no pratishtha, nothing, have given up, but I have so pratishtha, I become angry also. Srimati Radhika is telling everywhere, Aslishva padratam kinastumam adarsanam marmahatam karotiva jatha tatha vidadhatu lampato mat prana thastusa. If I will see that any gopi or any maid servant of gopi, Krishna wants them, I will be maid servant of that, and I will please that lady that she should meet to Krishna. He has told about Pulindi Kanya in Srimad Bhagavatam. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraga. That we will Purna Pulinda Urugaya. He wants to be a Pulindi or maid servant of Pulindi. He tells that I have no prem like that Pulindi. We meet Krishna, but the mode does not come like Pulindi. We meet direct to Krishna. They are not meeting direct to Krishna. Only the dust of feet. And that dust feet is not Krishna of others. But yet they are in touch and they become so. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken this mode from Radhika. Na prema gandhasti darapi me haru krandami saubhagya bharam pradashti. All will come when Shuddha Sattva comes from ragatmic associates. We are doing everything from lower to up, we are doing to get there. But when that very Shuddha Sattva will come from associates in our heart, then automatically everything will be going on. We should wait for that. And we should practice till it does not come in our heart. But I think that it will come by and by. As Shraddha comes, it not at once. If anartha are going, nishtha is coming, And as much as nishtha is coming, ruchi is also coming in the same time. And ruchi is coming, asakti very, because all are the same, fraction of shuddha sattva, bhakti, prema bhakti. We think that first nishtha will come, then ruchi will come, and then after that asakti will come, and when asakti will be completed, then that thing will come, and then prema will come. I think not like this. But we cannot say other than this.
You mean they all come at the same time, drop by drop?
Not as we think. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has said, but we cannot understand as that. According to our qualification, great, we can understand all this. They have written everything anyhow. But we are in Maya, we cannot. As soon as our heart will be pure, in the same degree all things will come. Shraddha is also part of prem. So this is prem, but very little sparkle. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavi. It seems that it is not in the heart of Jiva. Guru and Krishna gifts. But anywhere it has been written, also something in Jiva heart. So we will understand fully when we will have all these things. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, I read it before 40 years before. But when I read, everything new and new things come.
Devotees, they want to classify or place another devotee or themselves according to the steps that Rupa Goswami has given, like Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Narthanivritti, Nishtha. They'll say, this devotee, he is at the stage of Narthanivritti. This devotee is Bhajana Kriya. This devotee is Kanistha Adhikari. And I myself, I am between Kanistha Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari. Is this advisable to classify, or is it something that is not proper for a Vaishnava to classify different persons and make the judgment?
Well, his Madhyama Adhikari, he can guess like so. But not Uttama Adhikari and Kanistha, they cannot. Because in Srimad Bhagavat and Tattva, that Sandarbha is stated like so. Madhyam Adhikari, at least Madhyam Madhyam, they can judge like so. And they can give respect to according to their stage. Uttama Adhikari says everyone is serving Krishna. Kanishadhikari says that not anyone Even Uttamadhikari, he can judge whether he is Uttamadhikari or not. And he can do. So sometimes he can may be opposite to Uttamadhikari also, and he can, you know, unka alochana karta hai, criticize them. But Uttamadhikari does not do likes. Madhyamadhikari also something careful about this. He only sees the quality of bhakti. Sukhdeva Goswami can rebuke Kamsa, and he can tell Kamsa Pansul and so many words. Bhajakul Pansul and Asur, he can tell. But Narad cannot tell. He is so high stage. Narad Rishi is Param Guru to Sukhdeva Goswami.
In the seventh canto, the gopis by Kama, Kamsa by Maya, and so on, which is also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Somebody has commented that at first some of the gopis, maybe Sadhana Siddha Gopi, they had some come to enjoy with Krishna. Not at all.
Even in our stage we don't want, but it may come, but we don't want. Then what to that stage? When were they were Baddha, then come maybe, but when they were doing aradhana or sadhana, maybe tell that Raghunath Das Goswami has any kam or any Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So some of gopis are Dandakaranyavasi, some are Sruti Chari, some are Upanishad Chari. Upanishad means no calm at all. But Sruti has no calm at all. But calm and prem like similar thing. But yet they are both not one. Sometimes bad things come in our heart and good things also come in our heart to serve Gurudev, to serve Vaishnava, to serve Radha and Krishna. And so good things are coming. But both are not same. All the good things which are coming, it is not of from my or mind. But calm is coming from our mind. It is very kathin hai. It is very hard to know whether it has come from mind or whether it coming from there.
Are there any symptoms that we should know?
Mm-hmm. When our qualification will come, then we can know. We can classify like Jiva Goswami and others. We should do sadhana and bhajan. Gradually they will come. First come Madhyam Adhikari, then Uttam Adhikari. Only we should do Jnane Prayasam Udupasya Namante Eva Satang Prasangam Vidya Sambhidau Bhavantarit Karna Rasayana Kata Tad Josanat Asu Apavarg Vartmani Saddharati Bhakti Anukas. You follow the meaning? Satang Prasangam. Not doing anything to achieve tattva jnana. Only by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam or by Goswami or other books, by any good devotee, rasik, bhavuk, tattva jnana, it will be efficient for us, for tattva jnana. Otherwise, prema bhakti will not come. Only aishwarjimayi vaikuntha bhakti will come by tattva jnana. Krishna is God Himself and is full of six qualities. And He can do any miracle as He is God. Always remember it like this, prema bhakti will come. It will come only by the mode what He has given in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto. There Bhagavata is gaun. Gaun means?
Minor.
Only lila katha, that Krishna is doing pada sambhahan to gopis and He is doing nitya dance with gopis, and Yashoda is doing so much, He is killing, biting Krishna or binding Krishna, that lila. Bhagavata is also hidden there in purna roop, but all are covered with madhur bhava. By hearing this, Bhagavata will also come, what is needed, and Vishuddha Braj Prem will come. A stage any day will come that we may be like this. But we should not ought to pretend that I have come across all these things. It should come naturally. At first I used to read so much Vedanta and all topics of Vedanta. But now my mind has turned. But Vedantic Gyan is not stopped. Banda nahi ho jata. It remains there. When occasion will come, it will serve.
At this time, the mosquitoes come in. But if you close the doors at this time, then they won't.
Banda kar do.
In the future, you should close it earlier. Then, when it gets dark, then
today I am seeing, other times I could. Half an hour. half an hour or 1 hour went?
More, I think about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Nearly an hour.
वो समझ ही नहीं, they are not understanding. But yet there is necessity of these two laws.
But they have done something.
I always remember Vishwanath Devati Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kabirgar, Hindu Goswami, Rupa Goswami.
As a guru, Siksha Guru.
And Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru are same, in same category. But they are so much rainy to our guru. Because he has captured us from Maya and he has given relation to all these persons. Or Guru Maharaj also used to tell this fact. That Sanatana Goswami was there, Rama was there, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but yet my Guru Dev has catch hold of my this hair and that me from there and bring this platform.
So you are not that devotee? Yeah. You have not come yesterday in evening?
No.
I thought that you are the same person. Who was just like you.
Yesterday evening, I met one very saintly person. What did that person say to you?
He was asking so many questions.
So many questions. Did he have a mad, crazy look in his eyes? As you were talking to him, he stole everything. Are you feeling strong enough to want to do anything today, or better not to? Otherwise, another day we can also, if it's better for you. No need to strain you.
To do something? What?
Tired.
I should not do so.
Right now.
But not right now. But I cannot see. When I see, I jump. But after all, I feel.
Anubhav.
And we did so much talking. Because all are coming from Bengal.
There are many people.
You can see one slok.
Yeah.
One slok.
And yesterday we had talked with you a little, so we have one more point, but we thought after the slope.
What?
No, we thought we could do after the slope. We had one point to talk, so... You want to do one slope? 15 half done.
Fifteen is very important slope.
15? That we did.
Or Prabhupada, when Bhakti Siddhanta Sruti, when giving any reference to this slope, and telling Harikatha, he used to be uddipit, full of mood, bhav. His mouth became reddish, eyes full of tears.
And 15.
Naddastada upadharya mukundagi. This is really like Gopi Bhav in this. At first Gopis had told about so many things that they have love, affection for Krishna. Having heard the Venu sound and seeing the face of Krishna. But up till now they have that what? Achhadit karna?
Covered.
That covered their bhav.
Controlled it.
Controlled it. And they have not expressed this bhav to any of their gopis. But here they could not check. And they expressed their own view to gopis, still stealing the fact that they want to steal, but they cannot steal. Automatic it came out that they were bound to do so. So, this slope is very important. Now, when they saw that our this stolen mood has been expressed somewhere, then they again did avahittha. Avahittha, you know? Avahittha.
Concealment. Trying to cover?
Expressing in another way, by other words.
Indirect.
Right. Indirect. Now, when they saw, they felt that anyhow this thing has been expressed, the mood for Krishna, then they became some sinful and they try to cover again.
Since they are only amongst their own friends of their own age, why they were feeling shameful about expressing their feeling?
Because this is so thin that it cannot be expressed. If they express their idea, then other will know that, oh yes, he wants Krishna. Then she will also want, and they will share. We don't want that anyone can share in our mood.
Even amongst their own friends?
One friends. But only Manjari, a Manjari they will not exist to do so.
Yeah. So this was not amongst the Manjaris. This is
There are so many your friends. if you love any lady, so beautiful, they would tell them that I love them. You can accept. You will want to check your this thing, that I should not do so. I am sannyasi. But if your mind goes in that direction, you will not tell others. You will try to conceal this fact. So they are not married. Coming out to them. And this is very jewel thing. They are not married. They want Krishna fully. And they want that Krishna should be controlled by me only. And all will know if they this fact. All will laugh and they can punish all samaj, samaj means all
society.
So they are concealing this thought. Danda kar deta hai. Mina ke sab sunne de sab ko to boli. Wo kya aati hai? Kya kahana chahti hai? Bolam ye ukhaji gaya tha karne. Oi jamadar ne.
Wo je maaye bolu na dikhan mari ne.
Hain?
Taka bada de.
Bole jisa government ka che apply kar de.
For example, between Srimati Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha, will Radharani conceal this fact?
Lalita will conceal. But something they can express. What is not to conceal? There are some common and general things. But here it is not rag, but purga rag.
It's purga rag.
This is purga rag.
They have not yet.
If all will know, then nothing to conceal. But here he is wanting Krishna, loving Krishna, and they want to conceal from him. So they are not. दृष्ट्वा तपे ब्रजपशून सह राम गोपै संचारयन्तं मनुभेरुमुदीरय प्रेम प्रविद्ध उदितः कुसुमावदीभिः सख्युर्वधात सवपुषं बुधयाक्षपत्र दृष्ट्वा तपे. At once, telling the history of they at once saw that we have done mistake. We have expressed things. We did not want to express, but yet something has come. Now they began to cover again. So here this part of it. They are telling about Sakharas. By Sakharas they want to cover Madhuras. This Tvatape, Desha towards clouds. And they say, Desha, that yet it is daytime and in midtime, sun is rising so hot, but yet they are like umbrella on Krishna, because they are friends of Krishna. So Krishna has gone to their places with all cow and all cow calves. And they are flying on Krishna. Flying on Krishna. Like umbrella.
Shade, they are giving him the shade.
He chai,
बंद करके चाय पैसा बैठो बैठे सब अभी सब यही सब के देखा था के बहुत दिनों तक आया नहीं, एक वहाँ पर रोक करके क्यों रखा गया है? वो अब तीन तीन चार चार पत्र हमारे पास में आया
ऐसा है, ये डुप्लीकेट बना है।
क्यों?
वो मिस हो गया, पता नहीं कहाँ गया। वो
पता नहीं गया तो ये ऐसे हो जाता है?
हो जाता, कुछ ऐसा हो जाता है।
पलंग से जा
Guru Seva.
Hmm?
Guru Seva.
How?
You were doing service to your Guru Maharaj.
How?
By receiving some money on behalf of the institution. The cloud was in the sky, giving like an umbrella over Krishna and Balaram.
Thinking he was your friends. Here they are telling the name of Baldev also.
Sakaras, you said Gopis.
So Sakaras. And Brajapasuna Saha Rama Gopai. Gopai means all friends. So they are telling, remembering Krishna with all cows and cowherds and with Baldev. So they are wanting to cover that madhur prema ras. Sancharayan tam anu veenamu deeriyan. Krishna here plays on float. The clouds are hearing, and at the same time they are seeing Krishna, that his friend is feeling hot. Sun rays are coming to this, and he has some sweat in mouth and everywhere. So they thought that we should do some service to our friend. So they prema pravidha, they saw Krishna doing so, and they at once felt some mood for his friend Krishna. So prema come out at once. And that prem was so much prabiddha. Prabiddha means
increased
so much that prem. That udita kusumavali bhi shakyurubadhat swabapusambuddha atapastram. That they could not saw that Krishna is feeling hot and sun rays are direct coming to him. So they at once became like chhatra.
Umbrella.
And seeing Krishna, tears came in their eyes. If the tears are of sorrow or any dukkha,
unhappiness,
then it would, they have been very hot. But these tears were so cool. Because they are seeing Krishna, and affection came near their heart, and so cool tears used to drop on them. Shakyurvadhat. Like so, they did the action of a nishtaka. They are thinking gopis, not like rivers, we cannot have that mood. we cannot embrace Krishna with our heart. We cannot do anything. We cannot give our hearts as a lotus flower on the Krishna field. But we can do like so. So if we can do like so, but after this birth, we may be clouds. And being clouds, we can give shadow, chaya, shadow on them. And with the tears, we can please Krishna. We can please Krishna in such a way. So, maybe so fortunate to do like so. Ajahnuji. Ajahnuji, all this stuff and all one to see. But actually they will not come and
here.
Yeah, ab ho gaya. Today.
Okay.
No, I will. Okay. I will have to come Vrindavan with you. In Kamal Kunja. Then we can.
We will just take 5 minutes to ask some questions. Maybe we can be alone again. We had one question which we wanted to put.
They should go?
They should go because it's the same.
Upper hang in here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I had some questions. One question was asked, could you speak a word? I want to test these sounds.
Hare Krishna.
One more.
You can. You can question.
Okay.
But you should question me very simple questions, not Vaidantic.
I only know simple questions. I have no intelligence to question in a difficult way. One devotee has written, asking about the Mohini avatar. He says that, is this Mohini avatar also in the spiritual world? Does she also have her own Vaikuntha plan? And if so, what relationship do the devotees there have with her?
Mohini avatar is samayik, like Naimittika avatar. Naimittika avatar, you know, only for Shankar. He requested Krishna to show his Mohini roop that he has manifested in Samudra Manthan. So Samudra Manthan is not a spiritual thing, a Prakriti Leela. And this is not, I have not read anywhere like so. But I am thinking that these are, you know, casual?
Casual, yeah.
Casual manifestors.
Not eternal.
Not eternal.
Okay. Then another question. You want to ask a question about something
else? What about Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varahadev?
We see that in all Brahma day, they come, so they should be eternal manifestation.
In each day of Brahma they come.
Mm.
And in the, you have actually, we have asked you this question before, but still sometimes there is a doubt in different devotees' minds. Matsya avatar, Purma avatar, they are eternal. They must have their own Vaikuntha. in that Vaikuntha planet, are they in the form of Matsya Korma, or are they in a four-armed Narayan form?
We have seen four arms, Sangha Chakra, Gada, Padma. Only this body,
the lower portion is like a fish or a tortoise,
or anything.
And the upper is
like a fish. As Nagpatni.
Like Nagapatni. And their devotees in that Vaikuntha planet, the devotees there, they would be normal human-like form or also have lower portion of the like fish or tortoise?
We have not seen anywhere like this, but they may have shape like women's and men's.
Yes, human shape.
Mm.
Can I ask a related question?
Sure.
Our spiritual master said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati considered Jesus Christ even a kind of Shaktivish avatar. So sometimes, because in the West there's so much influence of Christianity, that question is asked, does he have a planet? Does he have a spiritual planet?
Shaktivish avatar has no any planet.
It's just an empowered Jeev.
Gifted from Krishna to any qualified Jiva Tattva. Like Vyas, Narad, Kapil, Rishabde, Parshuram, they are Saptavesh avatar. They have no Vaikunth. In this world, the power of Krishna manifests in their heart and they become so powerful. And by that power, they do all this. Krishna does all things, making them medium only. So they have no eternal place in between time numbers. As they can also give power like this, I will tell him that you should beat that man. Then his power at once, by my telling, he will do. So why Krishna cannot do this? He manifests his power in certain qualified jeev, and then jeev does all these things, like Parshuram and others. But when Ram took that power from Parshuram, he became ordinary Rishi Maharshi. So they have no eternal abode in that space. Narada is also told Shaktyavesh avatar, Bhakti, Bhaktya Shaktyavesh. And Kapil, they are only Jeeva.
I have a question.
We are also Shaktyavesh something. Because what we are telling, what we are doing, not is the Jeeva capacity. But by Vyas is telling everything, our Guru Parampara is telling through us.
The Jivas, some are Nitya Siddha and some are Nitya Baddha.
Not Nitya Baddha. Anadi Baddha is called as a Nitya Baddha. Not anywhere it has been written Nitya Baddha and Nitya Siddha. But the meaning is not there. If Nitya Baddha, then they cannot come out of Maya. So Anadi Baddha it means. Somewhere Swarga is, Swarga has the meaning of Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan also. Like Atma. Atma has so many meanings. Atma means this body, mind, Atma, Krishna himself, Brahma also, Gurudeva also.
Now, we see that amongst Krishna's eternal associates, like Mother Yasoda, Nanda Baba, just as Krishna can expand himself unlimited times, so just as Lord Krishna can expand himself into so many forms, so they can also. Now, Narada Muni, what category is he?
He can do.
Is he considered to be in Jiva category? But still he can do.
Because he is Siddha. He is called Nitya Siddha. But the part of, one part of Narada is seen doing association with Sanat Sanandana Sanat Kumar, and he was Dasiputra. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has anywhere, or in Vaishnava Toshni I have seen anywhere, I am not remembering, that these are part of Narada Rishi, Nitya Siddha.
Not the full Narada,
no.
Only part.
Part.
So when we read that in his previous life he was a demigod and Gandharva, only a part of
part of mool Narada. As we see in the case of Nanda and Yasoda.
Dara and...
Dhara and...
Drona and Dhara.
Drona and Dhara are part Mandir. They have done austerities or aradhana. Nanda has not to perform any austerities or any aradhana. He is always father and mother. They are father and mother. So I applied this thing also in Narada. And it has been told. Actually he is Madhumangal. And from Madhumangal, Narada and all these things are coming.
Questions which we had for so many years suddenly become clear.
The associates of Krishna are also head of the department. As Krishna is head of all Karan, Swayam Krishna, so associates of all Krishna, all associates are the root of all their parts. Arjuna is Swayam Roop, and by that Hastinapur Arjuna came out, his part. Sri Rama is root.
Krishna is Gopa, friend Arjuna? Is the source of Arjuna of Kurukshetra?
This. That is why his fraction is this Arjuna, of Braja Arjuna. Siddham is also the root Siddham, and this Dwarka Siddham, his Mali fraction. Siddhar is fraction. Siddhar Kholabecha. He is also like Krishna associates, Mahaprabhu associates. But the root are Krishna associates of all. And Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the same day, same. So associates of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are equal. I have not read. I am by my common sense. And it should be true. Not
uncommon sense.
Rare.
Extraordinary.
These facts are not written anywhere. But by reading Jiva Goswami Sandarbha. Automatically it will come. And by reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has solved so many questions like this that a man can do, has solved automatically. Giving if, nanu, by nanu. What?
Are all the associates of Mahaprabhu also present in Krishna Lila? Like, for example, Murari Gupta is present in Ram Lila as Hanuman. So, who is Murari Gupta in Krishna Lila?
Here, Bhim is told to be the representative of Hanuman. Krishna madhya sab ache. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai Bija came. But Jai Bija were associates of Narayan. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all the associates of all Narayan and others.
After when Jayan Vijay took their third birth, when Jayan Vijay became Shishupal and Dantavakra, and they were killed by Krishna, did they immediately go back to Vaikuntha? Or did they, it is said that Shishupal merged in the body of Krishna. But immediately after going in the body of Krishna, did he return to Vaikuntha?
When Narayan returned after Krishna pastime, then with him he they returned.
That's it.
It has told in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika.
Okay. But then again they came during the time of Mahaprabhu. Now, after getting Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's embrace, surely they must have done much better than Vaikuntha.
It may be.
Is there any mention what, if they became eternal?
Not mentioned, but we expect.
That they must have become eternal associates of Mahaprabhu.
If Krishna touched Jamalarjuna, Manigriva and Nalkubar Maligriva. They were ordinary gods. And they became like Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. They should also be. Anything?
I don't have.
What shloka we have done?
16 we completed.
16. Naddas tada upadhar, this has been done.
Just Vatatev, Rajapashun.
This has been done.
That we finished.
Kurna Pulindyam?
That we have not done.
No. This is very
important.
We'll do it tomorrow. When? Because in evening we will have to go to doctor.
What time you're going doctor?
He was telling that at 4.
I know. What time you're going to doctor?
4.
What time you take rest until?
Then you can come after
before
10. 10 to
start here.
10 to 11 we can sit.
But what does it say?
You have any?
No, we are clear. But we want you to
for tomorrow, because we'll have to go there.
Morning is better for us to come.
From 10 to.
Okay.
If someone falls from sannyas, is there any rule that he should not again take sannyas in the same life?
We see that there was a sannyasi of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He went once to Badri Narayan without taking permission of his Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, with two or three brahmacharis. Anyhow, Prabhupada knew and told in Kurukshetra Mat, Haridwar Mat, and all other mats, that when he returns, don't give any place to remain in mat. And he permit all, he told in all his mats that he should not be given chance to stay there. When he returned and heard that, he became so puzzled and he went to Mayapur or Calcutta to Prabhupada. He took his sannyas and told that he should remain as a brahmachari. And he gave sada kapal, and how sannyasi basically did, and give white cloth. He should remain. He calmly and patiently followed the order of Prabhupada, and he was doing so much services, obeying him. After 1 year, when he knew that he has no complaint, nothing, and going on smoothly, then Prabhupada became merciful to him and again called and gave Parvat Maharaj name and gave sannyas. And he changed his name at that time and he gave the name Badri Narayan Das Brahmachari. He was Gaudas Brahmachari or anything, his name was at first. But he changed the name also. Now he gave the Parvat Maharaj, means Govardhan Parvat Das Dasadhikari. So if anyone anyhow comes down again, if he has any anutap,
repentant,
and he begs pardon from his Gurudev or any Vaishnava to whom he has done any, then they can again make him sannyasi. In Bhaktira Swami Sindhu or anywhere, it is written, first in Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, no other prashchitta should be done for any devotee who has left Harinam or done anything wrong. No prashchit. Only constant doing Harinam is the prashchit of that person. Nothing. No jagya, nothing, any activity cannot reform him. We have seen our Gurudev that if any man has fallen and he is taking place and everything, drinks and do anything, and after some time he comes and weeps and I have done so wrong, then Gurudev told that you should chant again Hari. By chanting Hari name you will be pure. But they see that whether he has done reform or not.
Whether the repentance is sincere or not.
Sincere or not.
There is a verse where Lord Chaitanya says he has no prema for Krishna. I cannot find that verse.
Huh?
There's a specific verse.
Na prema gandhostme darapi haro krandami saubhagya bharam prakashitam bansi bilal shanan avalokanam bina vibhatma jat prana patanga kana bhurtha. This is this loka. And Krishna Das Kabriyaj Goswami has quoted it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radhika says that I have nothing as smell of prem in the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the sign of any devotee or greatness that he feels like so. Only Kanishka Vaishnava can tell that I am Vaishnava.